never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving, gotta get back up. You know, right now, all over the world in over 100 countries, I don't know what it is today, it's usually between 100 and 115. Tens of thousands of people getting out of bed thinking, what am I going to do with today? I got a meeting, I got the kids, I got stuff going on, can't pay my bills, whatever. They're all getting up and trying to figure stuff out. There are a lot of people getting up saying, I don't even know what my life is about. What the hell am I here for? I get it. A lot of folks are like that. I contend you might be like that most of your life until you figure out a couple of secrets, most of which we'll talk about this week, if you pay attention. In any case, you're not alone. I've learned in my life a very simple lesson. That is, you always feel alone when you're heading down your own path. But somebody has always slipped into the been there, done that category. There's a bunch of people in there going to go, they're going to do that category. And maybe where you are right now, I'm there, I'm doing it right now. What the hell's going on? We'll figure it out. You're not alone. Let's do it today together, huh? It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. It's me, Scott Smith, having more fun than the boss said I was allowed to have. But what the hell? I'm the boss of me. I'm going to do what I want to do. And you know what? Here's a thing, an experiment today that's going to go on, and maybe it will become a long-form YouTube video soon. I'm fighting and rebelling against corporate podcasting. I'm fighting and rebelling against AI editing. I'm fighting and rebelling against AI voices. Don't even have to fight it. Just be a human. I'm in the human being wild. I'm not going to Africa and there's animals in the field, wild animals. You are listening to a wild podcast. It's just a guy doing what he does. So this week, I want you to pay attention to something. As we inspire you and give you some ideas, rock your world a little bit, make you think twice about a couple of things and four times about another and just once and maybe less than a couple of things too. I'm going to start this show and I'm going to go straight through the entire week. All five shows. Now I'm going to stop and cut the podcast up for you after I'm done. But I'm going to go in a stream of consciousness now. God knows what's going to happen. Please pray for me. When I go down this road, here it comes. Just for the fun of it. It is a Monday, and that means I have to ask a question. I got a lot of questions, I know. I'm like a two-year-old. You all know a two-year-old when they figure out the question thing, right? I'm still that two-year-old. I ask you to do your homework, and my only question is, it's simple, simple, simple. Why is it one question? Because you won't do two or three. You just won't. I can hardly get you to do one. I don't know why you wouldn't do a question like, ask, how do I, or how's my life going? I don't know why people wouldn't do that. You'll say, why is my life so bad? Why don't I have what I want? Why am I not getting what I want? Why are things going not the way I want? You won't say, how's my life going? Then open up your word, your mind, and say, well, some of it's really good. Got to keep it. Some of it's really bad. Got to change it. Some of it's in the middle. There's a lot of fun in the middle, isn't it? It really is until you start getting splinters in your ass. Then it's like, oh, what am I doing in the middle here? Get off the middle. Walmart did that a long time ago. Walmart tried to get all fancy, didn't they? Try to sell fancy stuff. Fancy prices. People said, No. We're confused. Are you the low price leader or do you sell fancy expensive stuff? Nobody knew, so they lost business. One day they turned around and said, we're the low price leader. Look, there's our happy face. Come buy our stuff cheap. Boom, they got off the fence, change everything. Life is good. When the show is done today, if you want any advice from me that might stick a little bit, might change your life, if you haven't done this before, take about 2 minutes and lean your head back in your chair, sit on the steps in the stairwell, I don't care where you are, stop in the park for just a minute, and just think, how's my life going? And then open up and let the answers come to you, and just really open up to it. Be honest with yourself. Don't lie in, okay? A lot of times we just put on a front. But when you're honest with yourself, everything will happen. Now, we'll talk this week a whole lot about some of the things that will open you up and give you exactly what you want. There is a very deep place I will take you. If you're lucky, you might get it this week. I'm going to try to avoid it because it's going to take me down a rabbit hole that I think I can't finish in 9 or 10 minutes. So I probably won't do that. But if you'll pay attention this week, we're going to get you off the fence and get you moving the direction you want to go. Deal? All right. Got a show to do, I think. Let me ask you a question. Are you one of those people that is known to be very flexible and fun-loving, kind of a carefree person? You like to drift in the wind a little bit. Are you that kind of person? Just raise your hand. It's okay. Everybody's eyes are closed. Nobody can see you. Just raise your hand. Just admit it. That's really cool. I love people like that. People like that are a lot of fun. But I got to tell you, a lot of people I see like that, they have a lot of fun, but 30, 40, 50 years later, they're not having fun anymore. You know why? They don't have money. They didn't make the decisions they needed to make. They've been having fun the whole time. They're not married. Got no money in the bank. They never reached their dreams. All this stuff falls apart, but I had fun in my whole life. At some time, you have to accept that, right? I mean, you get to be older, you have to look back on what you did. Come here, real close. You see, you're creating a legacy. I know you may not care about a legacy right now. Most people I ask about legacy don't even understand what it means. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. But right now you're building your legacy. You do know that, right? And as you approach the later years of your life, I'm talking 50, 60 years from now for some of you and 2.5 for the others, what's going to happen is whatever you've done is what you're going to get. And when you're not in this world anymore, whatever legacy you thought you would have built, you've already built based on what you've done. So if you're fun-loving and crazy, you're going to get what you're going to get. And you might get lucky and get everything, but maybe not, right? So it's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. I'm a fun-loving, crazy guy as well. I do like to drift in the wind from time to time when possible. Do you know why? Because some of you are the other kind of person. Let me ask you, are you this person? Are you happier following the rules? Staying between the lines all the time. I like it between the lines. Don't get me wrong. When I'm out driving my motorcycle on the highway, being the line between the lines is a good place to be. But when nobody's watching, and there's no other cars on the road, there's nothing more fun than getting outside the lines. Mm-hmm. Which one are you? Are you a fuddy-duddy? I mean, that's kind of the worst between the lines person, a fuddy-duddy. Who made up that word? Who did that? Is that an actual word? Do people actually understand that? I know I kid my Z's. I do. I kid my Generation Z, my Zoomies, a lot of times. But right now, they are actually literally Googling fuddy-duddy, trying to figure it out. But I love them because they got energy like crazy. You got to put them back between the lines a little bit, but, you know, they're cool. The point is, which one are you? You're a fun, carefree person. Just drifting into the wind, having some fun. And you know in your heart, way down and deep, I'm having a good time, but man, it's just not working out for me. Not yet. Or you're a fuddy-duddy between the lines and like, well, I guess this is how I like to have fun. You could be both. I contend you should be. I've seen some of you fuddy-duddies go on vacation and unfuddy-duddy. I've seen it. I've seen some of you carefree people go on vacation, go crazy, and then go home and say, man, I spent too much money. I got to get between the lines again. I've seen it happen. So I don't care which one you are, and I think both are fantastic, and I'm in the middle of just a little bit. That's why people usually can't figure me out. Just when you think you figure me out, Scott's a fun-loving, crazy dude, and what a second, he's got rules too. Mm-hmm. So do you. So whichever you are, your happiness and your success is going to come from the combination of the both. You already know that, right? If you've been alive more than a couple of years or been on YouTube more than 6 months, you know this already. It's a combination of both. You're a crazy, complicated person. Let's focus on the complicated part of it, not the crazy part, okay? You are a complicated person. You are very serious about what you want. You're driving hard, but man, it's the weekend. Let's get a beer. It's cool too. So rule number one. Too much flexibility in life does not allow for compounding your life experience in a good way. It does allow for compounding, but it might be in a bad way. Now, what I mean by that, it's like money. If you take money and you decide to put a little bit of money in the bank, by the way, if you're under 25 years old and you have not listened to your parents or anybody else about putting about 10% away every single week, even if it's $25, as a guy who didn't do it when I was 25 or 35 or 45 and boom, I woke up, do it now. Put money in the bank is the same thing as your life. When you consistently are doing certain things in a certain way, it will compound over time. It gets easier over time. There's nothing more than compounding your efforts to get what you want. You're already doing it in so many ways. It's called life experience and wisdom. How are you going to get experience that's going to take you someplace if it's all over the place? How are you going to do that? So too much flexibility doesn't allow for the compounding that will give you the stability that you want. Whatever you're dreaming of today, it's not likely the fun and craziness you're going to have right now. It's all temporary. It's going to go away. Trust me. I go to a gym right now where 99% of the people are at least 30 years younger than me. They're having a great old time. But they look at me and they said, how do you stay in such good shape? How do you have such a positive attitude? And I started compounding. Rule number two. Too much structure will limit your ability to discover new growth opportunities. So don't get stuck. See it all the time. There is no age limit on this one. I see it in young people. They structure themselves too much. They can't get out there and grow. And they wonder why they can't expose themselves to new world views and understand exactly what they should be doing. Sometimes they close themselves to wisdom that's older than they are. People who have been there, done that before. There's so many people, young ones, who won't pay attention to folks who've been there, done that. Hey, yeah, boomer. Great, I get it. I'm a boomer. But you'd be very wise to talk to me because I used to be, well, we weren't Zoomies back then. We were boomers, but you know what I mean. You got to do that. When you have too much structure, you close your mind to growth opportunities you're going to have. So what is the mix here? Well, the mix is actually a little bit of both. I joke all the time that my wife is a very spontaneous or a very non-spontaneous person. I'm a spontaneous guy. She has taught me a little bit of rigidity and structure in my life. And I've taught her that she should have some fun, too. And the joke I always make is, hey, honey, we're having a spontaneous Saturday this week. And in the beginning, she said, what's that? I think it scared her. And as time went on, she began to know what it was. And what that meant very simply was go ahead and put on your calendar, put in your structured, ritualistic, ceremonial, ritualistic kind of thing that you like to do every single week. That we're going to be spontaneous, honey. And she said, what does that mean? I said, that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what it means. And over time, she's learned to do that. She's learned to have some fun. Another story. The gym opened up and the thing in the morning wasn't working. The thing, meaning the iPhone that's supposed to open the door to let you in before 9 o'clock in the morning when the staff gets there, it wasn't working. And she got all upset because her ceremony or ritualistic way got booted. She was too structured, too inflexible. But she asked me to go to the gym. I said, what time? She said, oh, we'll go around 8 o'clock. I said, okay, let's go around 8 o'clock. She said, well, I can't go around 8 o'clock because they're not going to be open yet. And I said, come on, we can tailgate in. Let's go. I had to drag her to the gym. And guess what? I walked up there. We tailgated in. We had a great workout. She's learning. Bit by bit. We're all learning bit by bit, aren't we? So whatever you want in life, it is going to be a combination of the two. Mostly, it comes down to being very open-minded to just about anything, but having a set of values and belief systems, some wisdom that is your one and only obligation throughout life to acquire wisdom. To discern which one is best for you now. That's the key. If you open to that, if you look for the wisdom and say, I'm going to be spontaneous to find it, but I'm going to lock it in when I know what works. Watch how your life starts to take a structure and get success that you cannot imagine. Come see me, please, at Facebook. dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. I have no idea why I did that. Okay. Come back tomorrow. I'll see you then. Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What? Keep moving. Gotta get back.